contained the thesis themselves. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I proclaim that today in video and on the radio, because being a follower of Christ means something to me. I know that concept doesn't seem rational, does it? It doesn't seem the norm. But I take it seriously. And it's been more than interesting to me obviously I got on the radio with David Tulis today because of the events around Julian Assange being taken into custody in London today. And, you know, the irony, I just find it phenomenal that just before he called, literally within minutes before he called, I put a video online on the subject. And then he called, and of course I was in the radio for my 15 minutes of fame, as I described. The thing is, the video I did that I put online, which to me was remarkable, because within 8 hours, I've got a combined 50 views, which is, you know, for me, that's huge. I got a half dozen views on YouTube. I mean, I've demonstrated, I'm shadow banned on YouTube, but I got a half dozen views even on YouTube, which just kind of blows me away. But I did call it Is Manning the Next McCrory number 5, because it is a series that I've been doing for over several years. Because unlike, and I can't think of a seen anybody else. I'm sure there are, but it doesn't come to mind. I am not proclaiming that because of this political position or because of this whatever position that Manning and McCorvey and Assange and so forth need to be lauded or condemned. I'm talking about the Lord's grace. Because the issue with them is not whether or not they published things that embarrassed the government. Again, as I pointed out on the radio today, what Manning did was illegal. But what Assange did was not. It's on the radio program. But the important thing is, for the follower of Christ, this doesn't matter. What matters is if you're proclaiming Christ, if the important thing is obedience to Christ, then the embarrassment that they cause to governments, the embarrassments that cause, the impact they have in elections and things of that nature is distant secondary. What matters is, do they have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Are they following in obedience to Christ? Clearly, the whole point of Is Manning the Next McCrory is Norma McCrory was not. She was absolutely foul, disgusting to the max, and stands before the Lord redeemed today, celebrating the wonderful gift of the Lord's mercy. And I proclaimed in now one article and 4 videos that this door is open to Manning and Assange. The focus is not the events in London and all the politics that's going to go on. I even stated that in the second or third video. The focus is redemption in the eyes of the Lord. It makes a lot of news to talk about what happens in the political realm. You can get a big audience by saying he's a bad man, he's a great hero, whichever side you want to be on. You can get a huge audience, you get paid big bucks, you can feel good about it, you can make a lot of noise. Proclaim obedience to Christ and you will be ignored. I know this firsthand because Jim Cross, Render Keynes, and Chris Bitterman ignore me. because I proclaim obedience to Christ to them and to the world. Why did Jesus Christ come? Oh, yes, it's for redemption. How does the redemption occur? How does he offer grace? How does he offer forgiveness? Because he reconciled his elect to himself. He doesn't offer forgiveness in the way of Islam, where I will just write that off. That's Allah. The Lord Jesus Christ said, yes, I am going to forget about your sins because I am going to take them upon myself. I'm going to reconcile you to me because your sins are paid for. They have been reconciled. Of the apocatalasso that I've described more than once. And he calls us, he demands his followers to walk in his ways, clearly understanding that we cannot do so fully. When somebody stands up in a pulpit and gives sermons and talks about the veracity of Scripture and doesn't live it, they are a fraud. And I'm speaking specifically of Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, and Jim Cross. You're frauds. If you cannot offer grace, if you cannot live the Scripture's command to offer grace, you are a fraud. However, as I continue to point out, this is the Colossians 2, when Paul calls out Peter and reconciliation occurred. To Jim Cross, Render Keynes, and Chris Bitterman, I am pursuing reconciliation. I made some news today. Well, I got on the news today in the sense that I was on the radio in Chattanooga. I have a video that is online and has been seen by a number of people. None of it matters. What matters is if any one of these three gentlemen, and my focus is Jim Cross, would be willing to come to the table and reconcile with a brother. Mr. Cross, I've called you out repeatedly. You are living the life of a fraud. Live the life of a follower of Christ and reconcile with a brother who has been asking for that for years. And you plug your ears, you run, you hide, cowards hide. Brothers, contend and pursue the truth and offer grace. I am going to tell you the truth. You're fraud. Live instead the life of a follower of Christ and offer grace. This is the model I see in Paul. It's the model I'm trying to apply to you. And I pray that we will indeed reconcile. And because of the fact of the opportunity of today, I've composed, and I'll finish off, I'm going to send the email out to my large crowd. I'm going to call you out publicly, Mr. Cross. I want to call you out publicly and celebrate with you that we've reconciled. Are you willing? Please, I continue to ask, and I'm asking very, very publicly. The video today, you were mentioned. You were called the unnamed party, but it's you. And I'm pointing that out in my email. I'm not giving up. Mr. Cross, come to the table. Let's reconcile as brothers. Please. And one more thing. Dorothy Jane, I hope you see. I love you.